This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Senator Schumer announces $15 million to replace Brooklyn's Grand Street Bridge. It's Friday, April 12th, and this is your New York Daily News. Friday's forecast calls for rain in New York City with a high near 63 and a low near 49. Before today's top story, rents dipped slightly in Manhattan and Northwest Queens in March, but ticked up in Brooklyn, according to a new report out Thursday. The monthly rent analysis from appraisal firm Miller Samuel and real estate company Douglas Elliman found median rents declined year over year in Manhattan and Northwest Queens, but rose slightly in Brooklyn, staying far above pre-pandemic levels, but poised to climb even higher in the coming summer months. New lease signings also set records in Brooklyn and Queens. Manhattan median rent was $4,100, a roughly 3% dip from February and 1.8% fall from 2023, but still the second highest March figure on record and 14.2% more than pre-pandemic. Studio apartment rates stayed at $3,100, the same as the previous month, and a nearly 3% drop versus this time last year. Median rent in Brooklyn fell a mere 0.1% from the month before to reach $3,495, about 0.1% above what it was a year ago, and a 16.5% jump from before the pandemic. Brooklyn studios went for $2,999, 1.6% more than this February, and 0.1% more than in March 2023. And protracted negotiations over the 10-day late New York state budget remain unsettled and are likely to spill past the end of the week, lawmakers said Wednesday, as intricate talks over housing policy present the central sticking point. Governor Hochul, a centrist Buffalo Democrat, and the left-leaning Democrats who control the legislature once hoped to broker a budget agreement by the nominal April 1st deadline. For weeks, the governor and legislators in the Assembly and Senate have been seeking an elusive housing compromise that could revive a lapsed tax break for developers and establish new protections for New York's beleaguered tenants. Progressive lawmakers have sought legislation that would limit landlords' ability to push out tenants without cause or to institute steep rent hikes. The governor has long been resistant to aspects of the progressives' efforts. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
The feds will be footing more of the bill for a new bridge over Newtown Creek, putting $15 million towards the replacement of the 119-year-old Grand Street Bridge on the Brooklyn-Queens border, Democratic New York Senator Chuck Schumer announced Wednesday. "So many of our bridges are very old," Schumer told the Daily News. "The Grand Street Bridge is a vintage example of this. It's more than a century old." "These $15 million are going to give it a long-overdue overhaul," he said, adding that the investment means a safer bridge, good-paying construction jobs, and better infrastructure for bikes and pedestrians. The $15 million comes from a subset of money in the Biden administration's bipartisan infrastructure law earmarked for resiliency projects. The bridge, built in 1903, connects East Williamsburg to Mazpeth. It suffered mechanical and electrical damage during Hurricane Sandy in 2012, which damaged the swing bridge's ability to make way for boat traffic on Newtown Creek, creating a cargo bottleneck, a Department of Transportation spokesperson said. An inspection of the bridge last year led to the institution of a 13-ton weight restriction in November 2023. The bridge is also ill-suited to modern use, officials said. The narrow span leaves little space for pedestrian and cyclist traffic. The replacement span, by contrast, will have modern width lanes, along with space for bike lanes and wide pedestrian paths. The new bridge will also feature elevated mechanical and electrical infrastructure to better protect it from storm surges. The total replacement project, which is expected to cost $300 million, is already slated for $140 million in federal funding, city officials involved in the project told the news. The remaining $145 million will be paid for out of city funds. A connection between Brooklyn and Queens over Newtown Creek would be provided during construction, but it wasn't clear if that would be the extant bridge or some other means of transit. The timeline on the start and completion of the project remained unclear Wednesday. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at NY Daily News. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.